Lisa Venneri describes the moment she first laid eyes on her partner, Renee Stewart. It was nearly two decades ago when they were meeting for their first date at a coffee shop in Ventura, California.
She got off of her Suzuki Katana and took this helmet off, and this mane of hair came out, and this smile with those beautiful teeth. I was like, oh no, I'm in trouble. I guess I could say it was love at first sight.
From the beginning, I always thought, this is the woman I want to marry. I would have done that immediately, but there was no vehicle to do that.
Now, 20 years later, Lisa and Renee are excited to start a new chapter together. They plan to wed later today at a small ceremony with family and friends, including former Supreme Court Justice Stephen Levinson, who started the national debate on same-sex marriage in 1991. Renee says she always felt connected to Lisa and hoped they could eventually make it official.
We were just really tired of people saying, you know, oh, this is Lika's friend, Renee, or this is Renee's friend, Lika. And a good friend of ours said to us, well, what are you waiting for? And I said, yeah, you know, I'm tired of it. Let's do it.
Back in 1999, about 5 years into their relationship, Lisa and Renee celebrated their union with a beachside ceremony among family and friends. Now in their Hawaii Kai home, we settle into their living room. The couple curls up at the end of the couch while we go through photo albums from that day.
And my cousins created this circle of flowers and, you know, so we both had short hair at the time. I never went back.
They smile and tease each other, like old couples do, remembering the bad wedding photographer and how it had rained moments before the ceremony.
That's my dad walking me down, who's no longer with us. He would be so proud right now. You know, it was a struggle in the beginning. My mom is a devout Catholic, but she is a tremendous support to us now.
While Renee and Lisa made their commitments to each other long ago, officially tying the knot here in Hawaii is something they've been waiting for a long time.
You could say, well, this is my wife, and people would say, yeah, yeah, okay. And people in your community and your family would respect it. But still, it just didn't have the weight that it carries today. I feel happy because I don't feel invisible anymore.
You know, we want to be able to take care of our family and have the same benefits as other married couples have. But to know that I could do it in my own state and that they wanted to see that happen for us as well was just like icing on the cake.
Lisa and Renee say the past month has been a whirlwind, from the long days at the Capitol during the marriage equality debate to finalizing last-minute arrangements for the wedding. The couple say they're ready to relax and celebrate.
The reason it's important for us to do it on the first day is we talked about it. We've waited 20 years to be legally recognized. We don't want to wait a day longer.
And starting today, Renee and Lisa won't have to. Molly Solomon for HPR News.